producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seven after the hour on the Boys Club, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Boyd, I thought we would have had Roberta though here, Richie. Where's she today?
She's in L.A. She's
That's right, true.
She's out with her daughter.
Yeah, right. Yeah, she was looking a leech off of me. Think about it.
Well, she's good at that.
Yeah, well, listen. Okay, so Jennifer and Roberta are in absentia. That means the Dugger and Richie and Kenny are here to work our way through our conversations with our friends like Larry Schmidler and Barbara Harrison. We say hello to them. Michael Pinocchi, Kevin McCarthy, John Ludwick, Randy Thomas, Tom Fleming, Ralph Cerna, Dave Patterson, Carlton Law, Tom, Dick, and Harry are all here listening to even Neil Cavuto. I can't believe he's listening to this program at the moment. Can you? He's getting ready for that debate next week, and he needs preparation. He's one of the biggest, well, what my mother used to say, don't say anything, Dudley, if you haven't got something good to say, so I'll say nothing. And we'll move into the situation with the Pacific trade deal. This is one of the worst possible things that could happen to America, and even though Paul Ryan and a lot of Republicans are for it, the Democrats seem to be falling off the bandwagon because the president needs, obviously, to get support of both Republicans and Democrats to get this thing through before he leaves office. And Mrs. Clinton said yesterday, nope, 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 nope. I'm opposed, so she says. So that means, for me, that feels good. I have a farm. Family farms will get croaked under this deal because of the way the trade does in family farmers who are growing great food and beef and milk and whatever other things. The Pacific trade deal is just a disaster. Onerous, horrible, puts us at a disadvantage. Who knows? What it does is lend more credibility to those who say Obama's just trying to ruin the country, because that's what this trade deal does, especially for the agricultural interests that are the bedrock of our country. The bedrock of our country. So good for her that she's opposed to it. Anybody who's for it doesn't understand the food supply or what will happen to the family farmers. It will destroy. I have credibility here, ladies and gentlemen, because I've been a family farmer in addition to being a broadcaster all of my life, and this is the death knell for family farms. The end of local dairy, local produce, it's done. The local boroughs, however, are getting on the bandwagon and getting to their congressmen and their senators, and there is a great deal of listening going on. Because once you start to mess around with people and their choices for food, that's when the revolution begins. You are told you can't have food that you want, you're done. Finished. And that's what these people who have taken all this money from the big ag, the big polluters, the big Monsantos of the world, they're just going to screw themselves, because people now are getting angry, really angry. And you see that coming out in the political process. So let's keep the debate going, shall we? Speaking of senators and congressmen and getting their ear, there's a senator named Ben Sasse. I believe he's from Nebraska.
Right.
He's coming off of his first year on the job, and he's been talking a lot this week about the experience he had, what he expected, and what he got. Richie, you've been following this.
You know,
what's his story?
I saw this. NPR posted this the other day, and it's a 30-minute speech. His first speech on the floor mm-hmm. of the Senate. Mm-hmm. And he said he's waited 1 year after being elected so that he could kind of observe and see how the Senate works, because he believes it's broken. And he wanted to wait a year so that he could, you know, just kind of watch and see how things work, see how people react, see how people do. And he basically says, now it's broken, they despise us, we need to fix it, and here are some of the things that are wrong. You have to watch the whole 29-minute speech, but here's just a minute or so of it, just so you can get a feel for, this guy's a great speaker, and he really sums up how I feel about how broken government is.
Brutally honest for a moment, I'm home basically every weekend, and what I hear every weekend, I think, is the same things most all of you hear every weekend, which is some version of this. A pox on both parties and on all of your houses. We don't believe that the politicians are really even trying to solve the great problems that we face, the generational problems. To the Republicans, those of us who would claim that the new majority is leading the way, few people believe it. To the grandstanders who would try to use this institution chiefly just as a platform for outside pursuits, few believe that the country's needs are as important to you as your own ambitions. To the Democrats who did this body great harm through nuclear tactics, few believe that bare-knuckled politics are a substitute for principled governing. And who among us doubts that many, both on the right and on the left, are now salivating for more of these radical tactics? The people despise us all. And why is this? Because we're not doing our job. We're not doing the primary things that the people sent us here to do. We're not tackling the great national problems that worry our bosses at home. I therefore propose a thought experiment. If the Senate isn't going to be the venue for addressing our biggest national problems, where should we tell people that venue is? Where should they look for long-term national prioritization if it doesn't happen on this floor? Or, to ask it more directly of ourselves, would anything really be lost if the Senate didn't exist? To be clear, this is a thought experiment, and I think that many great things would be lost if the Senate didn't exist, if our federal government didn't have the benefit of this body. But game out with me the question of why. What precisely would be lost if we only had a House of Representatives, a simple majoritarian body, instead of both bodies? The growth of the administrative state, the fourth branch of government, is increasingly hollowing out the Senate and the entire Article I branch, the legislature. And oddly, many in the Congress have been complicit in this hollowing out of our own powers. So would anything really be lost if we doubled down on Woodrow Wilson's obsession, his inclination toward greater efficiency in government, his desire to remove more of the clunkiness of the legislative process? What would be lost? Or we can approach.
So he goes on to talk about how the Senate's infatuation with the 24-hour news cycle and soundbite politics has given all of the presidents over the last generation more power and less to the other bodies. Of the
this guy, I never heard of him before. He was running for president.
He was, and Doug, I'm telling you, you have to watch the whole speech.
I can tell, yeah.
And so he's a former college dean.
Really?
And a guy that worked for a company that went into companies and helped turn them around when they had just the company was falling apart.
I like him a lot. Let's see if we can get him on the program.
Yeah, I want to. So he's been all over the place this week because the speech has gotten a lot of attention.
It's time for people like that.
Yeah.
It's time to get rid of the old, these fossils like McConnell. I heard somebody earlier today referencing him,
you know,
the Republicans are blaming the Democrats and the poor leadership of what's his face, who was there, the Democrat, what's it, from Nevada? I mean, yeah.
Harry Reid.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, you know
what? McConnell's the same. Everything's the same. Nothing has changed.
I'm reading this article about him, and here's a paragraph from it. I'll just read. He, along with the newly christened Speaker Paul Ryan, who is 45.
Yeah.
This guy's 43.
Yeah, good.
Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, who are 44, yeah, are part of the new generation of the GOP.
Right. Well, those two you can leave on the floor, but this guy, Sass, and Ryan, And maybe you get a little of that from Rand Paul, depending on how influential.
Yeah, and Rand Paul, too.
They try to minimize him, but he's got, he really talks about things that people are interested in and want to see change. You heard me just talking about the Trans-Pacific trade deal. That thing is so dead, and it, but it is so alive in the minds of the people that Sass has just talked about. They don't give a damn about anything except their own futures. You wait and see when Obama gets out of office. If this thing passes, he's going to be on the board of directors of some company that benefits from this trade deal passing. You wait and see.
The other thing that
watch my words.
Sass mentions in this thing is there's a reason that the Senate was given 6 years in their term. And it was to work on longer, bigger problems. And that's why you kept referencing there.
Yeah.
As opposed to having to constantly re-elect yourself in the Congress every 2 or 4 years.
Yeah.
So he says it's our job to look at these longer term, bigger issues, and we're still working on soundbite politics.
Kenny, who's the senator, no, the representative from New York, a Democrat, who's pushing voting. We're going to try to get him on, too. He's pushing the voting from Tuesday. He's got a bill before Congress right now to change voting from the first Tuesday of November to the first weekend in November.
Great idea.
You know that the United States ranks almost dead last in, there's only four countries that have voter turnout weaker than ours, Kenny. I think, isn't that the stat? 132 countries
something
around
like
the world
that,
actually are democracies. They have voting, and we are almost dead last. What does that tell you about the future of this country? What are you thinking? Those of you who are so spoiled or lost in whatever your device is that you're looking at or listening to right now. Think. Thank you, Richie. I'm glad you brought that to our attention.
It's on my Facebook page if anybody wants to watch it. Or you can just Google Ben Sass, S-A-S-S-E.
Yeah, good.
Speech.
Excellent. Let's keep him in our focus as well. Speaking of focus, if you have problems in your arteries, maybe you don't even know that you have problems in your arteries, they start earlier than you think. You may be feeling fine in your 20s and 30s. You may even be feeling fine in your 30s and 40s and 50s. Your heart, however, if you haven't been keeping up, you haven't had a physical, don't know what your blood pressure is, don't know what's going on in your body, you will have a problem guaranteed. So, would you like to keep your plumbing healthy? I have just the product that keeps your plumbing healthy, decreases the blood pressure in your system. This is for all people who are health conscious, or maybe people who just want to live to a ripe old healthy age. Because chances are, if you're in your 40s, you've got a little bit of buildup in your arteries. You need to open them up. 2,200 people will die today because they have heart problems brought about by high blood pressure, and that means that your arteries are not open. That's why you need Neo 40 and Super Beets. Super Beets comes in black cherry flavor now. If the taste was holding you back before, now's the time to give it a second try. The benefits of this thing are beyond belief. You take a Neo 40 capsule that comes from the same company every morning when you get up. It's better than a cup of coffee, healthier, instantly goes into your system, absorbed, opens up your arteries, and gives you the blood flow you need to have an exciting, just wonderful, exciting day. That's what Super Beets do for you. During the course of the day, you take Super Beets powdered in a little glass of water, drink it, and it does the same thing. It takes a little longer because Super Beets is not absorbed in the same way, the same quick way that the Neo 40 is. But I'll tell you something. This is the way to stay healthy. It's all natural. Nitric oxide opens up your system. Get the product. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Don't wait. Do it now. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yep.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Attention, Phil Collins fans. Next few minutes, just for you. Crank it up, Rizzy. Love it. I'm not a big Phil Collins fan. I do like this song. It's a good song.
You're a big Phil Collins fan. You just don't know it.
No, I am. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, Phil Collins has so many songs. Yeah. Like Jennifer can't stand Phil Collins because of all of his sappy 80s music.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
And I get that. That's cool.
It's like, what's his face in the Commodores? Same stuff.
You're Lionel Richie. Or you can even go Steve Winwood.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't say that about Steve.
But Phil Collins has so much music.
Big catalog.
Between Genesis and himself.
Yeah.
That there's tons of great stuff. You just have to kind of weed through some of the staff every now and then.
All right. So, we're talking about Phil Collins because change.org is giving a voice to those who like Phil Collins, even though change.org is basically supposed to be focused on real concerns. The petitioners now, according to some people, have taken change.org too far. People recently utilizing change.org to try to stop Phil Collins from coming out of retirement. Some of the petitioning the United Nations via change.org, entitling this is the plea that they have on the petitions. Phil Collins must be stopped. In the letter, the petitioner states, Phil Collins has announced he's no longer in retirement. There is far too much suffering in the world as it is. This
must be stopped. That's what the letter says to the United Nations to get them to use change.org. One man's reason for signing the petition was the following, quote, "I struggled for years with addiction to Phil Collins' music. Just take a look at me now." So, for those of you who want to read the story, we have it at DougStephan.com.
How about this?
Good music there. This is a cover of a really great, great song. And I think you did a pretty good job. You just changed it. Why'd you change it?
There's more stuff to get to. I know it's
Sam.
Right. You know
Jennifer's favorite.
Yeah. You know what Sister Studio is, Doug?
It means stop singing. I'm tired of hearing you. Now, what does it mean, Lucia?
It's the he describes it as the sound that his drum makes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Is he a drummer? I didn't realize
he's a drummer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably Abacab from Genesis. Probably one of the better albums ever released.
Really? Well, I just know that I'm not an album guy anyway. You know that. Unless it's the Eagles or the Moody Blues or some album that's got a lot of hits on it, because I'm a hit guy. I like the pop music scene.
Like this?
Yeah, this is an okay song. Not as good as a couple of the ones you've played snippets from before, but not a bad song. But there's a, I don't know if it's a dark or late night sound or feel to some of the music that he's done.
That's well, this definitely does, yeah.
Yeah, there's a song that he's got. I forget what song.
I'll tell you, ever since I got the family subscription to Apple Music,
yeah,
I've been listening to a lot of albums.
How much does it cost?
It's $15 a month for everybody.
So when do you have time to do this, by the way?
Yesterday, when I was driving home in the car, I listened to, I had about almost an hour to listen to John Mayer. I've been like, you know what? I'm going to listen to some of his cover songs that he does.
Did he cover My Ding-a-ling?
Not yet, no, but it's coming.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
So you work out hard, feel great, but 2 days later you hurt bad. What's going on? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Delayed pain after a big time workout is called DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness. And there's more than pain, there's muscle weakness. No one is quite sure why this happens, but the one thing we do know, it's not due to a buildup of lactic acid, most likely caused by slight tears in the muscle tissue itself. Here's the thing. Massage, icing, and anti-inflammatories help, but the best treatment for DOMS is time. So simply accept for the next 5 to 7 days, you're going to feel sore and a little weak. But there's a consolation prize. Your muscles will be stronger after they recover. DCOC advice? The best way to build up muscle and avoid the pain of DOMS is to increase the duration and intensity of your workout gradually. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Mother peacock doesn't show the father's feathers on the grow. Is that what that lyric line is?
Something like that.
Hello. The things that people are talking about, some of the rare idiosyncrasies of your host and the people on the Good Day program, all part of the conversation. Hello and how are you? Friday morning, Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. Kenny.
Yes.
Would you please, see, I sound like I have a trainer, his name is Steve Satin, and when he comes to the house and works with me, he's always saying, would you please, and he always is very thankful, thank you very much for doing that. So I find myself picking up some of his mannerisms from time to time and teasing him about it, and one of them is, would you please go to Facebook and monitor facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day, and bring us up to date on what some of our sterling listeners have on their minds, collectively and individually.
Well, Margaret says, I like Dr. Carson's rap ads.
I do too.
Richie, I think you better dust that off a little bit. Bring it back in a minute after we see if there are other comments about it here.
I'm pretty sure that it's not going to air on any station that I listen to because it's not who it's geared.
No, it's not geared to us at all. Although I think we can get the gist of it. What else, Kenny?
Don says, I am so tired of hearing Trump all the time. His supporters are starting to remind me of Obama's rabid supporters in 2008.
Ooh, that's not a great correlation. I wouldn't be too. I wonder if that's true.
Yeah, you Jennifer's one of those.
What, she's getting off the Trump bandwagon?
No. She's a rabid Trump.
Oh, she
the
is.
The one that you complain about.
More so than we are.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm on to the message, and anybody who can change the status quo, that's
what
I'm looking
for. I like stirring things up, but I'm off.
Now, people say to me, by the way, Richie, that I said, if I were consistent and not a hypocrite, that's what Obama was all about. Why didn't I vote for him? Because I can smell, I shouldn't probably put it in this term, but... let's just say my instincts suggested to me that he was a phony baloney from the beginning. He was an oil, what do they call it, snake oil salesman. And I don't know, I just don't get that sense with Trump. I just think Trump is a hot ticket.
Oh, he's a snake oil salesman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I listen to
that. Without a doubt.
But, that said, he's...
His snake oil is better than the other. The last guy's snake oil?
But he doesn't try to trick you.
Yes.
Oh, Trump.
Right. Yeah, he's honest about being
a thank you, Kenny.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
He comes right out and looks like he's...
He looks like it, smells like
yep.
it.
Okay.
Right, but he tells you what he's going to do. He doesn't tell you one thing and then do another.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, good. That's fair. What else, Kenny?
John says, Ben Carson all the way.
Rah, rah, shish goomba. Okay.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
Roberta, not our Roberta, another Roberta, says that she doesn't care. She says, it's still a year away.
Yep.
And that's what Huckabee and
Christie
are trying to say right now is let's just hang in there another few months. These guys are going to just collapse at some point.
No, those two guys will be collapsing first. They don't have
it. Well, I mean, that's what they're hoping for.
Yeah, good luck to them. All right, what else, Kenny?
This is interesting. Tim says if the GOP isn't careful, the religious right will cost them the election.
Yep. Next. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. The public doesn't want what they're selling. So go away. Don't spoil it for everybody. You'll have your way if you stick close to your political and fiscal, what's in your best interest. Whether gay people marry or not is not in your best interest. It doesn't make any difference to your life. It doesn't. And other things that are connected to that don't have any sway. What will affect your life is if the Pacific Trade Partnership passes. That'll affect your life.
Everybody's got their niche that's important to them.
Right. Well, I'm telling you, listen to Uncle Dougie. He knows. All right, what else, Kenny?
One more. Andy says, Ben Carson's lead is mostly the product of two things. One, his faith is attractive to the evangelicals. And two, the Club for Growth has poured millions into anti-Trump ads.
Who's behind the Club for Growth?
Who is that?
Let me see. It's not like the Club for Men, Hair Club for Men.
No.
Hair Club for Growth. That's not the Cokes. What's their pack called? I know who it is. I'm trying to think. I sort of came across this, but as somebody pointed out to me in an email, sometimes, listen to this. All right, so I've been back and forth on emails all day today. One of the criticisms, here it is, point number two, you often start a thought and then ask your co-host to fill in information that you don't seem to be able to remember or access. For example, you were talking about people who crossed other property and you were looking for the word easement. Perhaps better preparation on your part would be helpful during your monologues. Really?
You would love the Club for Growth, Doug.
I would.
Stephen Moore, Cato Institute, one of the founders.
Yeah, okay.
You like him.
Yep. But I'm not interested in bumping Carson off, if that's
what they're... Club for Growth is a preeminent institution promoting adherence to free market, free trade, anti-regulation agenda.
Yep, okay. Anti-regulation, we like them. All right, just for the fun of it, back to what this person said. I don't, sir, claim to be... all-knowing. I don't have all the knowledge in the universe. And sometimes a word escapes me. It has nothing to do with preparation. You think I think about this stuff before I say it? Where did you come up with that? What you're hearing is Free Form Radio. What's the name of that other show? Free Talk Live?
Yeah.
Those kids that do that show at night? That's what any good radio program, and I say this, I put myself, if you'll pardon the boasting, maybe that's what this comes across as. I put myself in the category of good radio hosts because I'm engaging. I am engaged. I listen. I talk. Do I interrupt people sometimes? Yep. Does Richie interrupt sometimes? Yep. Kenny never interrupts either of us, but that's part of conversation. This is not practice. This is not rehearsed. This is not about, well, we better plan. As a matter of fact, some of the consultants tell us, well, you should pray. I know what I'm going to do. I know you should plan better. Well, could we sound better sometimes than we do? Yeah. Sometimes we could.
Sometimes.
Yeah. But you know what? When is the last time you rehearsed a conversation that you had at a dinner party or at a cocktail party,
right,
or at the office or on the bus or wherever you are? This is not rehearsed. This is not, life is not a rehearsal. This is, we're doing it. And so, yeah, every once
and
in a while.
And we think things out as we're doing it.
It's not like
we sit here during the break and go, okay, what are you going to think about this issue?
Nah, I don't want that because it kills the spontaneity, number one. But number two, under the circumstances, we have too much of this refined, it's like refined sugar. It's bad for you. There's too much of this planned media junk that's all over the place. You have every opportunity to express yourself in any number of ways by dialing 888-302-DOUG, spending time with Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter, good day. I'm working on something also, Richie.
Yeah.
It's called Pound 250.
And what's that?
It's a way to use all of
I'm
the,
about pound 235.
Yeah, I know you are. You need to get off of that a little bit.
Oh, I'm fine.
And since Meredith's been gone, I've been putting on.
Yeah, I need to get down to about pound 220, 215.
Well, I'm not as bad, but I'm pushing four or five more pounds than I had. I was down about 10 from where I am right now during the summer. But anyway, so the point that I'm making here is that there are words that sometimes don't come. I have a very quick mind, and I'm very proud of it. I have sometimes I talk too fast, and I know that. But I would rather have more going on than less. That's just my personality. It's just who I am. I just keep it moving. These guys will tell you, sometimes they look around and say, huh, what did you just say? And so that's the way it is. Some people like it. Some people don't. Yeah, what's the old expression? You can please all the people some of the time, some of the people all the time. Can't please all the people all the time.
Do.
I will do my best to make this program as popular as possible for as long as I can possibly do it. And that will sometimes mean that we have some good stuff on and sometimes we get stuck here and there. But this is the way it is. This is the way I am. I will tell you one of the things, I'm going to pause here in a moment, but one of the things that's really on my mind, this bomb. Most of you know who've been listening to the program, the lady in my life is on a tour of Egypt at the moment. She's on a boat sailing up the Nile back toward Cairo. Went down on a plane the other day and went to the Aswan region. One of the things that was the red flag for me, and this is the Sinai area where this plane, this resort in the Sinai, like Cabo in Mexico, is about halfway up the Sinai. So it's a good distance from Cairo. If you look at a map, you see Cairo is right on the Mediterranean shore, and it's at the end of the Suez Canal. And then there's the Sinai, which is on the other side of the Isthmus, and it goes up to where Israel is. And about, this is a beautiful area, by the way. If we could straighten out all of this foolishness, this could become, arguably, one of the garden spots of the planet, one of the most fantastic tourist areas, destinations, because it's a fantastic area. It's fascinating. But it's so, Meredith said to me yesterday, it's so dirty. And it is. All these little towns up and down the Nile, filthy, dirty, just throw everything into the river. Ugh. But the point is, this bomb, and I'm convinced we've got a story here at DougStefan.com in the trending box you might want to check out if you haven't heard it or seen it. The investigators now, both the Americans and the British, things. Matter of fact, the president said something about this yesterday. There is little doubt that militants loyal to ISIS have planted this bomb on this plane. So the day after, when Meredith took the flight from Cairo down to the Aswan region, took her 2 hours to go through security. I mean, 2 hours once they got into the process, not waiting in line, but in the process of being checked out. And so when she comes back up to Cairo, at the beginning of next week and then gets on the plane to get out of there. The sooner she gets out, the better, as far as I'm
concerned.
The Russians say, nah.
The Russians are like, we don't have any evidence this yet.
Yeah, right. Okay. So how did MI6 get it? How did the CIA get it if they don't have it?
Chatter.
Yeah.
The Brits and the United States are going based on chatter that they are hearing.
Mm-hmm. Well, my gut is
what they need is parts of the plane to see whether there's any explosive evidence.
They
got to
get the black box. They have to analyze the black box.
That, and if you look at the shell of the plane, you can see whether there was an explosion from the inside of the cabin.
By the way, did you see, speaking of that, we have a picture in the story at DougStephan.com today of this fellow, was it yesterday, Kenny? Yesterday or today, of these people who are in a, they have some kind of a, no, it's a video of the day, that's what this is. Video of the day from ex-Dubai. A stuntman known as Jetman flying with jetpacks next to an Airbus. Look at that picture. Look at the video. You got to see this. Just looking at the picture, never mind before you look at the video. It's fantastic. It really is, and it just makes you think, what are the craziest people in the world capable of?
Yeah.
And this is an example of what some of the craziest people in the world will come up.
All you need to do is go to GoPro.com and watch the videos there.
Yeah.
You'll see what the craziest people in the world are capable of.
Yeah, right. All right, this is not crazy. This makes a lot of sense. GenuCell. Hard to believe, ladies and gentlemen, but Thanksgiving, a couple of weeks away, right? 2 weeks from this Thursday? Isn't that right?
2 weeks. That's about it, yeah.
It's 2 weeks of the 26th. Nothing can be sweeter than sitting at the table and looking younger than you've looked in years. It's easy. It's absolutely something that's guaranteed. It will happen if you order GenuCell. GenuCell. Order it now. Take advantage of an outrageous discount. Then watch GenuCell take years, even decades, off your face, along with those unsightly bags and even the puffiness under your eyes. GenuCell works for men and for women. It works fast. In fact, with the GenuCell immediate effects, you'll see the results in the first overnight, the first 12 hours. And so you'll be getting those compliments around the Thanksgiving table. They are guaranteed. I'm telling you, you're going to look so much better. I have people in my life. As a matter of fact, Meredith uses GenuCell every day. I got her some. And your wife or your husband is for men and women. People will love it. I know people who do love it. So call 800-543-9260 to order direct from the manufacturer. GenuCell will work on your face, on your eyes. The bags, the puffiness will be gonzo, or your money back. 800-543-9262. So the offer is get on the horn, take the test, use it right now. They'll throw in the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment as a gift free, and you'll get two bottles for the price of one. Let's go. 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262 for GenuCell. Say goodbye. The puffiness in the bags and the dark circles around your eyes.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This week at Lumber Liquidators, get limited time savings on beautiful flooring just in time for the holidays. Save up to 60% on hundreds of in-stock styles like easy-to-install red oak pre-finished hardwood or durable strand bamboo. We've got these for less than half what you'd pay elsewhere, plus so many more. With limited time coupon savings, take an extra 20% off all Dream Home laminate floors. With more coupons and deals from 59 cents, get 24-month special financing. Plus, pick up a Lumber Liquidators gift card. Get set for the holidays with hardwood flooring deals that won't last. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
How did you learn to do that?
What?
That, the talking thing.
Oh, same way you did, I guess. Mama, Dada, honey, you pick it up.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter.
T-Hop, you can just freeze live TV? That's insane.
What, you don't have anything like that?
We have HIVO, but it's a disease. It's a horrible, horrible disease.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
We're going 0900 at Jay Gates.
Whoa.
What do you think, buzzy boy? Are you be enough?
I might be. It all depends on what 0900 means.
Jerry Seinfeld even plays himself in a cartoon.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Sheryl Crow singing Here Comes the Sun from the B movie. The B movie. As opposed to the A movies, now this was the B-E-E movie. Number one movie this week in 2007. This song was big during that week as well. Kind of a nice remake of the old song, Here Comes the Sun. Nicely done. So Seinfeld is in this. Who else is in this movie, the B-movie?
Matthew Broderick.
Ah, that's right. Okay, so that's cool. Here we go into movie moments and the predictions for what will do well at the box office. Chucker's off today. Kenny and I and Richie will go through the movies. I didn't think there was another movie that anybody paid any attention to other than the James Bond movie, which is out this weekend.
The other big movie news today is one of the coolest Star Wars stories that you will hear.
Yeah, it's a very good story. We'll tell you that story in a minute. Okay, so the Star Wars story and the James Bond story and whatever else we have time for in a moment here on Good Day.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow!
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
All right. Thought for the day today at DougStefan.com from Sally Field, who's 69 years old today. Took me a long time not to judge myself through someone else's eyes. In other words, I pay no attention to the critics.
Yeah,
I think pretty much that's a smart way to be if you're in that business. All right, speaking of the business, we have several good movies, but the one that's getting a lot of attention is James Bond, although it seems the headlines have been stolen today by J.J. Abrams, who helped a dying Star Wars fan see The Force Awakens. It's not supposed to come out, but for a month, isn't it? A month, Ken?
Yeah, about a month.
About a month?
Yeah. Middle of December.
So this terminally ill fan had his wish realized when he was shown the unedited version of Star Wars, The Force Awakens, which is, again, a month, good month away. Daniel Fleetwood, the man at the heart of the Force for Daniel, which is a Twitter campaign created to convince Disney and Lucasfilm and J.J. Abrams' production company, which is Bad Robot, to show Fleetwood the newest film in the December 18th. That's when the premiere is. So send it, give it to him before he dies. He has spindle cell carcinoma or sarcoma, which is a very rare form of cancer. He was given 2 months to live. The campaign picked up traction thanks to tweets and retweets from Star Wars actors like Mark Hamill. All of the extra attention paid off. According to a Facebook post by Fleetwood's partner, Ashley, The Force Awakens was screened for him at his home a day after receiving a call from Abrams. And when you see this, it just, it's something that is appropriate and needs to be done or needed to be done. And by the way, it's good PR for the movie. That's, you know, you get down to the basics with some of these.
Yeah,
people.
Why not do it?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so what's the latest on James Bond? What do you expect, $70, $80 million this weekend, Kenny?
Oh, at least.
$90 million.
What else? $30, $40 bucks from me.
What else is coming out this week?
The Peanuts movie is coming out. The story behind the Catholic Church pedophile scandal, Spotlight, is coming out.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.